In this class, I'm going to explain to you about your job as a field underwriter. A field underwriter is an insurance agent out in the field. People come into your office. Agents are the front line of the insurance industry and are responsible for producing profitable business for their companies. So your job is not only to sell, but also evaluate the risk so that you can determine proper placement and rate. So you can actually control the rates by properly field underwriting. An underwriter's main job is twofold. First, to determine that the risk is acceptable based upon the underwriting rules and other pertinent considerations. And second, to make sure the company gets the proper premium based upon various rating factors: age, marital status, territory, surcharge points, type of vehicle, etc. So primarily there are two types of underwriters evaluating new risks. You've got the desk underwriters. Those are the in-office company employees who underwrite new business based on the information provided by the application and the MVR and other factors. And then you've got the field underwriter. That's you, the agent. So here's a question. Is it true that the company takes anything not excluded by their underwriting rules? Well, the answer is no, that's not true. Another question is it true that if you follow all the rules in the rate guide, you're not responsible for the losses? And again, that's not true, because your agency is held responsible for the loss ratios, the quality of the business, so it's very important that you do field underwrite. Now, the companies realize that you can't cover every type of situation or combination of situations with an underwriting rule. Some factors that bear on acceptability are based on the field underwriter's observations and deduction. So field underwriting is a critical part of the underwriting process. As field underwriters, you have two distinct advantages over desk underwriters. One of the two advantages is that you get to see the risk. Now, why is seeing the risk an advantage? Well, because sometimes you gain valuable insights through observations. For example, if an applicant comes into your office smelling strongly of alcohol, is that a factor that should affect his eligibility? Of course. And if he already had a DUI, open bottle, or a questionable driving record, it should be the deciding factor. At best, it certainly reflects poor judgment on the applicant's part and a certain arrogance, or perhaps ignorance. That probably indicates the type of judgment that the applicant exercises when driving. These are dangerous risks and should be evaluated accordingly. Well, another advantage in seeing the risk is you have the opportunity to evaluate their attitude. Some people have a chip on their shoulder, belligerent attitude. Belligerent people have belligerent driving attitudes and are poor risks. So, if you have a belligerent individual with a borderline or questionable driving record, I think you need to put them somewhere else, because they are a claim just waiting to happen. And I'll give you another example. You often will be sitting in your office. You'll be looking out the window. You see a car drive up. It's being driven by an adult male. And an adult female gets out to come in to take out coverage. And one of the questions that you're going to be asking is that, is there anyone else living in the household old enough to have a driver's license, or is there anyone else that ever drives the car? And if the person, the female, said no, you're looking straight out the window at a male driver. You owe it to yourself, the agency, and the insurance company to just ask the question, well, who is that? Now, the other advantage you have is that you get to ask the questions directly and probe for complete information. So, the desk underwriter at the insurance company doesn't have that opportunity, but you do. You can question the applicant until you're satisfied that the information you're getting is complete and accurate. So, feel free to ask any question that's not on the application and try to evaluate the risk as you are quoting it.